Welcome to the first ever Slam Dunk Draft. I am your commissioner and general manager of the Osaka Otakus. And joining with me as always is Robert, general manager of the Fuji Furries. Robert, how are you feeling about this evening's draft?
I'm feeling pretty good, Justin. There's only two teams in this make-believe league, and I can't imagine either of these teams being terrible in a two-team draft. So I'm feeling pretty good about my odds tonight.
Well, you know what, Rob? I think if we had any more than two people, we'd run out of noticeable characters from Slam Dunk very quickly.
I'm going to be honest with you. We still might.
So in terms of the rules for today's draft, each of us will be selecting six players, five for the starting five, and then 1 6th man from the Slam Dunk manga. And Robert, we had a coin toss before this began, and I'll be starting things off with the first overall pick.
I don't remember being involved in the coin toss. And as the commissioner of several fantasy leagues, I know a thing or two about cheating, and I think you may have cheated.
I've heard nothing of the sort. Coin toss, totally kosher.
This is kind of bullshit, I'm going to be honest with you. This whole thing is being drafted under protest. So if I don't like my team, we're doing this over.
With the first overall pick, the Osaka Otaku select Eiji Sawakita from Sano High School.
Do you have reasons for this?
No reaction, huh?
That was the pick. I mean, that's the first overall pick. That's the best player.
Yeah, so I think you have to go with Sawakita. He is the number one consensus basketball player in Japan. Unstoppable on offense and defense. Can score from anywhere. Hyper athletic. Has an amazing high release teardrop shot and is able to beat a few of these other players in a one-on-one setting without question. So I'm going to go with Eiji Sawakita with the number one pick.
All right. I mean, that's a pretty good foundation, pretty good player to build your team around. I am going in a different direction with the second overall pick. Actually, I mean, it's really between Rukawa and Sendo, and I'm going with Sendo, Akira Sendo, out of Ryōnin High School.
Tell us a little bit about Sendo and why he makes it all the way to number two.
I mean, it says more about Rukawa than it does Sendo that I'm taking Sendo over Rukawa. They're both kind of lazy and kind of like not great leaders. But of the two, I feel like Sendo's teammates hate him less than Rukawa's. And you know what? This is the guy you're building the team around, and you don't want your teammates hating him.
I think that's totally fair. I think Sendo is a better leader, even though he's late to every meeting and all of those things. But he has better playmaking skills than Rukawa. He's a better passer than Rukawa. And he's like chill. Like he can be a leader. People respect him. Whereas Rukawa, you're just like, oh, he's super talented. I don't really like him, but you have to respect the talent.
And Sendo does everything. You can put him in small forward. You can put him at point guard. You can move him around the floor a bit. And I'm going to need that versatility in this team.
Okay. Interesting. I wasn't sure if you were going to come into this with a troll goofball mindset, but you came in here to play.
But no, I'm trying to win some basketball games for the Mount Fuji Furries.
Okay. Then I'm surprised this guy's on the board. I honestly considered taking him first, but I got to go with Masashi Kawada with the third overall pick.
Oh, interesting. You're getting some size. So you're taking every player from the best team.
I think that of the Sano team, these are the only two players worth remembering. I mean, the third most memorable player on this team is Kawada's younger brother, who's not that good of a basketball player. He's just gigantic. But Kawada is such a special player. Sawakita, Sendo, Rukawa, they're all sort of similar, right? Like they're just slightly better or worse than each other. But Kawada is the only center on this list that can handle the ball, shoot from mid-range or even a little bit further because he used to be a point guard growing up. So I could put him as like a point center if I wanted to. And he totally schools Akagi, who is considered the best center of his prefecture. I think he's head and shoulders above almost every other center in this league.
I mean, he's dominant and he's huge. I mean, these are supposed to be children, high school children. And
I have some stats for him if you want to hear them. He is 6'3", 6'3", 210 pounds, and he's 17 or 18.
These are made up numbers.
I mean, I guess if you compare him to an actual high school NBA prospect, right? Like, that's not that bad. 6'3" is only slightly taller than me.
But no, I guess, but he's just a whole lot of man.
You know what's kind of weird to think about? At 6'3", 210, he's only like an inch, or no, he's the same height as Jeremy Lin and 10 pounds heavier. But in the manga, he's drawn like a behemoth.
Oh, yeah, he's massive. He's just like thick. A force of intimidation.
So that's why I'm going with him as my center for the number three pick.
Interesting. Well, I guess that leaves Rukawa for me. I'll have to move Sendo to the point, and I'll draft Rukawa as my small forward. I mean, it shouldn't be the fourth pick in this draft that I get the player that's supposed to be Michael Jordan, right? I mean, I'm getting Michael Jordan fourth overall.
I think Sawakita is also, he's like an evolved Michael Jordan. I think you're getting rookie Michael Jordan, and I'm getting like veteran Michael Jordan with Sawakita.
Yeah, but the Fuji Furries are here to stay. So I'm getting Michael Jordan from his rookie season all the way through his prime. You're getting like a decrepit ancient history Michael
Jordan. This is not Wizards Michael Jordan. This is like three-peat Bulls Michael Jordan.
Post Chicago White Sox Michael Jordan.
No. And he won three championships that way. The Osaka Otakus are here to win right now. We don't need to wait for no draft picks to grow up. We're here to win right now.
I don't know. I feel like getting young Michael Jordan is better than getting old Michael Jordan. That's just me.
Well, we have different drafting styles, so.
But once again, I'm having some concerns with the overall morale of my team. I'm going to have some locker room issues with Sendo and Rukawa. I mean, you know what? There's a rivalry there. They're both two of the best players, play similar style games. The problem is their teammates probably aren't going to like them that much.
I think people like Sendo. I think you're a little down on one of your guys.
He has to be there.
Yeah, I think he's a likable fellow.
But he doesn't show up to the game on time. He's in practice.
Why didn't he show up to that first game?
It was late.
Maybe he was just like totally missed it.
I know once he gets named captain of Rionin, he's out fishing and misses like his captaincy being named. These are some concerning elements.
But if you got both your boys playing, you know, this is like the current Brooklyn Nets. Like you have the most talented roster, but just one of them doesn't play because he's not vaccinated. They've lost
10 games in a row.
Yeah, not. But when they're on, those 12 games where all three of those superstars were playing, unbeatable.
I'm hoping my super team doesn't go the way of the Nets.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy that this player dropped all the way to the number fifth pick. Do you know who I'm going with?
I have no idea at this point.
We've picked all the best forwards and wings. I think I have to go with the best point guard in the league, and that is Shinichi Maki.
Oh, man. That's another one I like at 5-y. This draft does not go well.
Dude, I was stressing out about this draft. I made a full list, and things are falling in my favor. I'm not going to lie. So, Maki, 6 foot for a point guard. He's strong. He's good at driving to the lane, drawing fouls, and finishing. He can play literally any position. Like, at one point, he's tasked with playing center. And do you remember this? But they played a box-and-one defense on him where they had literally all four players playing box on him. And they had, I believe, Sakuragi playing on the outside defending. That's how strong he is on driving. And he can also shoot if he's needed to. So that's how good of a player he is.
Doesn't he also have, like, accolades? I think there were, like, MVP awards or best, like, player in tournaments.
He's the best player in the prefecture.
Yikes. I let him get by me.
I think for 3 years running, and the only players that I picked above him were the players from a different prefecture who are arguably better, and they play different positions as well. So I think right now I'm feeling real confident. I have probably the best center, definitely the best wing, and definitely the best point guard.
Yikes.
So I'm at
two small forwards, one playing point guard out of position.
I think that's fair. He's like the Scottie Pippen of his era, point forward.
Oh, man. You know what? So I'm drafting my team clearly with potential on the mind. And when you're drafting for potential, you have to get the genius, the Tensai, Hanamichi Sakuragi.
You're insane. You're so wild.
And I'm going to plug him in at power forward. And you know what? When you have a team with such volatile personalities, you just got to keep adding to it. You don't win championships without a Dennis Rodman. Yeah, you know what? He might miss games entirely. You know what?
Might get suspended.
He might foul out. He might foul out of several games. But when he's on, once he develops into the player that I know he can be, the Fuji Furries will not lose.
I should have given you the first overall pick. I was worried. I have nothing to worry about. I would have gotten every player I wanted.
How can you not take the Tensai?
Do you know how low Sakuragi was on my board?
That's because here's the problem. You don't know how to mold talent. You just want to take the best players that are already there and put them all on one team. But me, I'm going to take these guys and I'm going to turn them into superstars. They might be a little rough around the edges. I might have a diamond in the rough. We're going to make it work. We're going to win a lot of ball games.
The Osaka Otakus, as I said, are here to win now. And not only that, our player development is top notch. So I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about.
With that said, I think you have some really strong forwards on your team. I need a little bit more wing power. So I'm going to go with the number 7 pick, I'll be selecting Hisashi Mitsui, shooting guard. I think that besides those three superstars at the wing position, Mitsui is right underneath them. I think peak Mitsui is just as good as all of them, and he's underrated. Everyone thinks of him as like a three-point specialist, but he's also a top-tier defender, and he can do everything. He can score inside, he can rebound, he can do everything as long as the game doesn't go that far. And with a team like this, I don't think we're ever going to get exhausted.
Oh man, that one hurts. I wanted my Reggie Miller.
You can still have Reggie Miller.
I feel like, no, what? Mitsui is Reggie Miller.
He is not.
Yes, he is. He's the strong defender. He hits the clutch three-pointers.
No, there's another player who's the real Reggie Miller.
Really? I always thought it was, huh.
I don't think you did any research for this draft.
I did a ton of research.
There's, if you want some shooting on your roster, there's one clear pick right now.
No, I'm not looking for shooting.
What are you looking for?
Well, you see, I've already dug myself a pretty big hole, and to get these personalities together, I'm taking the point guard slash coach Kenji Fujima of Shoyo. And I think okay. This actually might be my first really good pick to tie this roster together. I'm going to move Sendo to the shooting guard for now, and I'm going to have Fujima in at point.
Okay.
He's a leader. He's going to run the show. He's going to take all these crazy personalities and pull them all together. I got a coach. I got a captain now. I got a real true point guard. I'm hoping he can make things work.
All right. If you're leaving him on the board, then I'll just take Soichiro Jin.
Oh, my God.
Number 9 pick. And he will be my sixth man off the bench. We are going to be lights out. I don't even know how he fell all the way down here. I told you to pick him. And did you think I was just going to leave him on the board for you? So I now have the two best three-point shooters. And I don't know who you're going to pick for three-point shooting unless you want the little guy with the glasses on your team.
Oh my god.
So Soichiro Jin, a even better shooter than Hisashi Mitsui. His only downfall is he's not as strong of a defender, and maybe he has a lot less emotions, but he has never smoked a day in his life and his lungs are strong. So if Mitsui's getting tired, we'll just flip him in and we're ready to go.
Okay, so your shooting guard position is doubly filled.
Yep, he is going to be my sixth man of the year, and we're gonna kill it.
Oh, I've made some huge mistakes. Okay, I'm going for, you see, this is a tough one. I want to go June because I want the leadership. And I think for my first three picks, I need some good, solid leaders, but I also need probably a better center than that. So
there's a better center on the board still.
I'm going to go Akagi.
Tell me about Akagi, and then I have some things to say.
Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing with no jump shot.
He develops a little bit.
Not really. He's still in the key, really.
And he wants it more than anyone. And that drive is important.
And he's always getting injured.
God damn it.
Do you know who he gets injured by more than anybody?
No.
Sakuragi.
Oh my god, are they on the same team?
You're literally following, you know, you are the fan favorite team, without a doubt. I mean, you have three Shohoku players. Who do you have? You have the three Shohoku players, Sendo, and Fujima. Okay.
You know, it's not a bad team.
Of course not. There's only about 14 players with real names in the series. So you got to picking someone good.
I really don't think it's as bad as you're making it seem. I mean, Shohoku beat Sano, and they didn't have Sendo. And now I have Sendo and Rukawa. I really don't feel like my team is as bad as you're making it seem.
It's not, but I think Sendo and Rukawa can shoot the three, but they're not like specialists. I think I have three or four players who can shoot three.
Right, but this is 90s basketball. We don't need players that can shoot the three.
Just because they're playing
a game, and there's not going to be any fouls called other than on Sakuragi. So you know what? We're in decent shape. We're gonna injure a lot of your team.
So you're saying if we take the man, you should have taken the like the ace killer and all those guys them on your team.
That's exactly who I was about to take for my sixth man.
Yeah, he's a good 3-point shooter, honestly.
As long as you don't take him, I'm taking him with my last pick.
So this is how brilliant I am. I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, but I knew that you were not going to research this at all. So I actually saved the best player.
I need to tell you something right now. I have 10 tabs open of like my slam dunk research. Just because I did research doesn't mean I did a good job. Don't sit here and tell me that I didn't try to get the Mount Fuji furries in the best position possible, because I did.
I was nervous, but at the same time, I felt confident. So, and everything is panning out so good for me right now. It's unbelievable, to be honest. And I actually picked the best player on my team with my sixth pick because I knew you wouldn't know about him. This is a hidden gem.
What
do you know who this is?
No, I have no idea.
I'm going to say this person's name and you're going to be like, who? I am picking Hiroshi Morishige with my sixth pick.
Now, is that the guy that's only hinted at that we never see?
He doesn't actually play in a game, but you get the stats of him, and he's the guy who is considered the best up-and-coming center in the league. And he is like the Shaquille O'Neal of the Orlando Magic. Now, I didn't want to pick anyone who didn't have any real basis, just sort of rumors, but here's the stat line of the one game that he played off screen. He is 6'7", 220 pounds, defeats last year's best four, and he scores 50 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 blocks in a game in the Nationals in the second round.
Okay.
So I'm slotting challenge. Him in at center.
Challenge.
No challenge.
I feel like you can't draft a player that doesn't have a face.
He has a face.
He doesn't have a face.
Yeah, he does. He bumps into Sakuragi in the hallway.
Oh my God.
And then, Sakuragi gets knocked over, which isn't normal because Sakuragi's so strong. And then
I remember this exact scene. This is who I thought you were going to say when you said you had that hidden gem that I wouldn't have thought about. Of course I didn't think about this.
He's the guy who destroys the guy who's known as the Star of Aichi, who's like the best player in his prefecture, who's like a 3-year veteran. And this guy is literally, he looks up, he's like, oh, I guess there's a guy who's as tall as I am. And he's talking about Oizumi. So this guy is literally the best up and coming player. He might not be as good or as polished as like Sawakita or Kawada, but he's right up there, instant MVP in his first 2 or 3 years. So I'm going to actually slot him in at the center, move Kawada down to power forward because he can shoot a little bit. And then slot in the rest of my guys, and I'll go through my whole roster after you pick your sixth and pathetic final pick.
It's fine, because I cancel out your pick with my pick, which is Tsuyoshi Minami, the ace killer, and he's going to kill your ace. Whoever it happens
to be. Which one? All six of them?
Here's the beauty of this pick, and here's why this pick is actually the best pick of the draft. So, there are only two teams in this make-believe league of ours, correct?
Uh-huh.
So that means we play each other every single game, which means by the sixth game, you will have no players left.
You think, if memory serves me correct, the ace killer knocks himself out in the game versus Rukawa.
Correct.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
He doesn't need to do anything more than kill aces. It doesn't even have to be on the basketball court.
I think you're done. I think if your best shooter is the ace killer and I have Mitsui Jin Sawakita, I think you have some problems, man.
I think you're overrating the guy that chain smokes and can't play more than 14 minutes.
That's okay, because first of all, even when he's like literally having a full-on asthma attack, he's such a good 3-point shooter that he doesn't even need to be conscious. He's literally lights out. People leave him open because he looks like he's about to have a heart attack, and he still hits it.
Okay, but people leave him open because most teams don't have more than two good players.
Yeah, and I have six good players.
Robert,
why don't you show us your lineup, and I'll tell you my final lineup.
What is my lineup? My lineup is at point guard, I have Shoyo's own Kenji Fujima, who is also a player coach. Great leader. At shooting guard of Ryonin, I have Akira Sendo, one of the best players in Japan. And at small forward, I have another one of Japan's best up-and-coming players, Kaede Rukawa. Oh my god, this team is fantastic. Power forward, Tensai, genius. I mean, this guy's going to be special. This guy's going to be something. It's Hanamichi Sakuragi. And yes, he may foul out, but that's okay. We've got it under control. Because in at power forward can come the ace killer, Tsuyoshi Minami.
Wait, isn't...
Because it doesn't really matter what position he plays. He can kill anyone from anywhere. And at center, Takanori Akagi. All the best colleges want this guy. But you know what? He's going straight to the pros. He's going to the Mount Fuji Furries.
What a team.
This is a team. This is a squad.
My scouting report is not too worried because at point guard, we have Shinichi Maki, the best point guard in the Kansai region. And he has repeatedly, year over year, beaten Kenji Fujima for that award.
Yes.
You have no comment except for yes.
That is true.
At shooting guard, we have the middle school MVP, Hisashi Mitsui, who is considered the second best shooter in the league. And then for small forward, we have Eiji Sawakita, the best player in all of Japan, who is going to be going to the United States to go pro. Out of normal position, we have Masashi Kawada. So we have some lockdown defense, all around great rebounding at the power forward position. Not only does he play amazing defense, he can play a little bit of point guard if he needs to. He can also go full offense, the best post moves in the game. And then at center, the up-and-coming Titan. Don't forget, this guy is only in his first year of high school. He's only 15 or 16. 6'7", 220 pounds, Hiroshi Morishige, with a 50-point spectacle in the high school arena. So I think we have all the boards and scoring down at the center position. And of course, our sixth man is Soichiro Jin, who is the best shooter. So I don't even have the best shooter starting just because I want a little bit more defense up front. But if Hisashi Mitsui is getting tired, just slot in an even better shooter and we'll be just fine.
You know what? I forgot that Sakuragi also has no spine. His back is literally non-existent at this point. Are we taking these players like end of series?
We're taking them at their peak.
Okay.
So we're getting Sakuragi with a jump shot, great defense, doesn't foul out as much, and a little bit more collaborative.
I can't see my team losing.
Really? You aren't the slightest bit intimidated by my team.
Because peak Sakuragi and peak Rukawa pass to each other. That's like, that is the defining moment in Slam Dunk is when Rukawa finally passes to Sakuragi. And I have that.
All of my players pass to each other because they're all good basketball players.
Yeah, but like I have like peak chemistry and I have the best player coach in the league.
I wouldn't call it peak chemistry. I'd say slightly below average chemistry, even with them being able to pass to each other. I think there's a lot of Sakuragi trying to be better than all of his teammates when he's clearly the worst player on the team.
But he's the Tensai.
I think the Kagi being there helps to soften him out a little bit, control him.
Now, let me ask you something. Do any players on your team have the nickname Tensai?
No, they do not.
Okay. So I have the best team. Fuji Furries. Unbeatable.
I'm just going to put this one last thing out there is I have two centers in my starting five that are better than your best center. And you have a good center. Okay.
But one of them is going to be injured.
Who? Yours?
By my ace killer.
Can you imagine the ace killer trying to hurt these behemoths? He can't do shit to them. They're brick shit houses.
Yeah, you know what? He might have to use it on Sawakita. Either way, somebody good on your team is getting hurt.
All right, guys. This is our final lineups for our first ever Slam Dunk draft. Leave a comment below. Who do you think won? Team Rob of the Fuji Furries or Team Justin of the Osaka Otakus?
I think it's the Fuji Furries. I can't see how we lose. Your entire team's going to be dead.
Guys, let them know the truth and leave a comment and like. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. And if you guys have your own six-man roster that you'd like to throw up on there, we'd love to hear it as well.